9:30.
I'm gonna keep you back on 3:00.
Let's convene the meeting, it's 9:30 a.m., January the 22nd, 2026. Roll call, please, David.
Yes, Chairman Smith.
Here.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Here.
Commissioner Petrie.
Here.
The staff present is Izzy Trejo, New Mexico Racing Commission Executive Director, Richard Bustamante, in-house counsel, David Dominguez, New Mexico Racing Commission Senior Paralegal. Let the record show that there is a quorum present. Move on to the pledge of allegiance.
Let's just do the live, the United States of America, and to the Republic of Texas, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Chairman, I just wanted to announce for everybody that the new link for this meeting, you can find it on the commission webpage, the homepage.
Moving on to approval of the agenda, is it, everyone had a chance to review the agenda, and is there any changes to the agenda? Izzy?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I move to approve the agenda.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Approval of the minutes, has everyone had a chance to review the draft of the minutes from November 20th, 2025, regular meeting, and December 19th, 2025, rules hearing and meeting, and are there any changes? If not, is there a motion to approve the two sets of minutes?
Buffington, I'll make that motion to approve the minutes.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Moving on to five, commissioners' reports, I have nothing.
I have nothing.
I have nothing.
Agency Director Report.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Izzy Trejo, Director of the New Mexico Racing Commission, I'm in attendance here for coming to participate in today's meeting. Got a lot to say, but I'll have to restrict it to the Cliff Notes version, because I've got to late start, want to make up some time here, but Happy New Year's to everyone, I just want to say racing continues on year round here in New Mexico, it's January 2nd at Sunland Park. It appears that everything's going fairly well down there, spent the weekend, last weekend, 3.5 days, and appears to be a fairly well-oiled machine. Visited with our new vet, and I just want to thank our vets for doing the hard work that they do, they're putting in 14 hours a day, and not a lot of people know that the stuff that they do to try to advocate and keep these horses safe. You've got one specific goal in mind, that's to advocate for our racehorses. So I applaud them for this lady that I just met, flew in from Virginia to work for us, so she's rotating with our other vet that comes in from Tombstone, Arizona, so we want to thank them, they run tough schedules to get here to help us out. You know, it's unfortunate that we cannot find vets here in New Mexico to work for us, that we have to go to surrounding jurisdictions or further jurisdictions to find them to come here, but I think they do a very good job. They stand firm on their decisions, they have good horsemanship, by more than a lot of our horsemen do, and so, you know, we really count on them advocating for the horses. Other than that, we went to the Global Symposium on Racing to discussion on the breed program here that allows other states, or well, Arizona, to run horses here in restricted races. Hoping to see that program grow, as we mentioned before. We'll be headed to Tampa, Florida, to do a discussion on Carmoderol over there. Racing investigators have asked me to go speak over there on that topic. Obviously, with pending litigation, we'll be restricted with what we can discuss during that presentation. I just want to say thanks to the staff, once again, for pulling together. We're a small team that does a big job, and proud of all of them for hanging in there. It's not always easy. It's very uncomfortable at times, but doesn't face this group, the professionals, and we appreciate each and every one of them. So With that, I stand for any questions.
Aren't we the first commission to catch the new?
From overall, it all hit simultaneously with Texas and California and New Mexico, but the tulobuterol, which is a drug which was detected by our lab late last year, New Mexico was the first race jurisdiction to catch that. And so we're proud of that. And our lab does a phenomenal job. You know, they get knocked and kicked around too, saying they can't find anything. And that comes from frustration of people knowing others are cheating and the lab's not being able to detect it. But they persevere, stay the course, and take in intelligence from other jurisdictions. And together we were able to come up with the carmoterols and the tulobuterols, which is an emerging drug. It's not FDA approved, but it was found in three or four of our horses. It's at Sevilla Park this year. So we do appreciate all the work that the labs does for this agency.
I'd like to urge the tracks to not give out stalls to the undesirables. You know, all know who they are. I'd like a little cooperation from the tracks to get that done, if you don't mind. It's a problem with the drugs, and we've done a good job here in New Mexico to get rid of them, and I'd like it to stay that way. All right, let's move on to the New Mexico Breeders Association report. Mary Barber, are you up there?
You are starting to unmute and show your camera.
There we go. Okay. Good morning, commissioners. Mary Barber. I'm sorry?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, hopefully you have my two reports in front of you for the final reports for Sevilla Park. So Sevilla Park ran 142 New Mexico bred races in their 31-day meet. There were 63 thoroughbred overnights, 56 quarter horse overnights, 7 quarter horse trials, 9 thoroughbred stakes, and 7 quarter horse stakes. Our total contribution to these races came to $2,314,000, and that is $75,000 more than in 2024. They averaged 4.58 New Mexico breds per day. Thank you so much for that, Sevilla Park. We sure appreciate that. There were a total of 72 thoroughbred races and 70 quarter horse races for New Mexico breds. And they were plus 49 for 3 a day. For the average field size for New Mexico bred overnight races only and after deducting scratched horses, the thoroughbreds, we had 523 horses in 63 New Mexico bred overnight races for an average field size of 8.31. For the quarter horses, there were 511 horses with 56 New Mexico bred overnight races, and the average field size was 9.13. The combined average field size is 8.69. On to the New Mexico breds running in open overnight races. In their 31 days, Sevilla Park had 231 New Mexico breds run open, and of those, there were 63 that ran first, second, or third. There were 15 thoroughbreds and 48 quarter horses. Our contribution for those horses came to $110,659. And those are my reports, if anybody has any questions for me.
How many Arizona breds signed up now?
Right now, we only have 4 running at Summit Park.
Okay.
Has any of them won a race yet?
I believe Brandon won a race, and then we had another come in second, and I think we had a horse come in third in one of our stakes races that were Arizona breds. So they're doing okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. John, will you take us into executive session?
I will. I move that the commission enter into executive session to discuss pending litigation, licensing matters, and for deliberations in connection with legal proceedings as identified under item number 7 of the meeting agenda in accordance with NMSA 1978 sections 10-15-1, H1, 3, and 7 of the Open Meetings Act.
I second that motion. Petrie?
Roll call, please.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
We're now in closed session.
Richard, would you bring us back in?
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. We are back on the record at the New Mexico Racing Commission's meeting. And just to clarify and affirm that during the executive session, the matters were discussed were those listed in the agenda items. Discussions were had, no decisions were made. Chairman Smith.
Roll call, please. We don't need roll call. Come back in.
No, actually, honorable commissioners, we are on the matter of Mary Mesa. Honorable commissioners, it's my understanding that the commission would like to entertain a motion to adopt the hearing officer's report regarding Ms. Mesa's appeal and clarifying in that written decision and order that Ms. Mesa was properly notified of her right to a split sample and that the commission rules do not affirmatively require notification of split sample rights. And the modification of it would be a $500 fine, a 14-day suspension, 15-day suspension, 14 days of which she has served. That's right. And that Ms. Mesa will have 30 days in which to pay the fine, and that 30 days is based on the filing date of the decision and order. And that she will serve her one-day suspension immediately after paying the fine. I apologize. It's been a long day. And she will serve the one-day suspension immediately upon receiving the written and filed decision and order. My apologies. I can restate that if you'd like.
No, that's fine.
I'm good.
She's already spent 14 days, right?
Correct, sir.
So, is there any questions?
No.
No.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Moving down to B, request for approval of Matthew Wayne. How do you say the last name?
Landermeyer.
Secondary license application.
Honorable Commissioner, it's my understanding that the commission would like to entertain a motion to tentatively grant Mr. Flandermeyer a secondary license application pending a successful background check conducted by the New Mexico Gaming Control Board.
Good. Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Honorable commissioners, it's my understanding in the matter, disciplinary matter, the appeal of licensee Christian Alcala, that the commission would like to entertain a motion denying Mr. Alcala's request to perhaps reach a negotiation in lieu of him pursuing an appeal.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Moving on to D. Request for approval of New Mexico Racing Commission open meeting resolution of 2026.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, as we do every January, requesting approval to execute our resolution we have that dictates how we conduct our open meetings, compliant with the open meeting.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please. David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Moving on to E, request for approval to allow Executive Director Trejo to assign hearing officers.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, once again, another annual housekeeping matter, just requesting approval to allow me to sign here in officers pursuant to the MAC.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Moving on to F, request for approval to amend 2025-26 Sunland Park Board of Stewards.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, respectfully requesting approval to amend the 2025-26 Sunland Park Stewards with the addition of a substitute steward, Ms. Lee Farr.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Moving on. Western Gaming application licensing motion to intervene.
Honorable commissioners, it's my understanding that the commission would like to place on the record and advise the following. First of all, the Western Gaming relocation application is a licensing matter. It is not a disputed case matter of the sort that the commission sometimes is involved in or sides over. It is not a disciplinary matter. Therefore, the only party to the application is Western Gaming. It is my understanding that the commission would like to entertain a motion to deny the motions to intervene that were filed by Zia Park and by the San Juan County Board of County Commissioners, but they would be allowed to basically provide the commission with their view of the relocation application, and those details will be contained in the order that denies the motion to intervene.
Mrs. Petrie, oh, I'm sorry.
So what you're saying is they're going to have the same amount as Western Gaming during the meeting to lay out their case. San Juan County the same way, right?
Correct, sir. And then and the order will spell out, they will have the opportunity to present their position and their evidence in writing before the commission. And then at the hearing or the meeting where public comment will be received, San Juan County and Zia Park, if they so choose, will also have the opportunity to present their positions to the board.
Or the commission. And also in the order will indicate that they have 10 days to get all of them.
Correct. An order will go out denying the motion to intervene, but it will spell out the process by which and the timing by which they can submit their written positions on the relocation application.
And they'd have the same time as Western Gaming argue their case.
Correct. That would be at the public hearing where public comment is in-person public comment is received.
All right.
Any questions?
The key to that is the written cop. So we'll have time to look at the written comments.
Correct, sir. Okay. There will be a period of time after the written arguments are received or written presentations are received to allow the commission to basically review all those matters as well as all of the written public comments that you've received. Just for the record, pursuant to the rule, as we received public comments from the Native American nations, tribes, and pueblos who are part of the gaming compact, as well as interested individuals. Those were immediately submitted to the commissioners, and pursuant to the rule, they were also immediately forwarded to the applicant. And that's in compliance with the rule regarding relocation applications.
Okay, so summarize written comments and then an opportunity for those two groups, Zia Park and San Juan County, to present their oral presentation.
Correct. And that would be at the hearing in which in-person public comments are received. And essentially, we make the full record of everything that the commission considered in this relocation application.
Okay.
You're looking for a motion.
This is Petrie. I'll make that motion.
Buffington, I will second that motion.
Roll call, please.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
And on H, approval for Sunray Park. Mr. Morland. Is that right?
Want to do Brad or?
Brad.
So it's.
Don.
Tim and Ronnie should be on the line.
Who?
Bonnie Barber, Tim McCarney.
Oh, there's a head.
Here's Tim. All right, Mr. McCarney, you're able to turn on your camera and your mic to the Google.
Good morning. Sorry for the bad picture. Good morning, Commissioners, Chairman. Sunray Park respectfully requests approvals for the 2026 purse distributions and approval of the 2026 condition book.
Buffington, I will make that motion to approve.
Second, Petrie. Roll call, please.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Moving on to I, approval for Sunray Park. Justin.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Dustin Dix, Director of Racing Sunland Park. Sunland Park's requesting a ratification of approval of our racing officials for the 25-26 race meet. We're also asking for ratification of approval to run 10 races on January 10th. And then we had one additional trial from the Shoe Fly. We had 5 trials instead of 4, and all the other races, the numbered races, are above the field. So we thought the solution was to run 10 on that day.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Real quick, we're starting our 4th week of live racing. Just wanted to give a brief update. Our on-track handle's up 10.17% through the first 3 weeks and up 4.49% off-track. So good start to the meet. Field size is very similar. Probably get a lot of cancellations this weekend with the weather hitting the country. So it's been a good start in the meet. So just wonder.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to J, approval for Zia Park. Chris or Ken?
Good afternoon, Chairman, Commissioners, Ken Getz, Vice President, General Manager. On behalf of Zia Park, respectfully, request ratification of approval for a variance for running 2 races on December 2nd, 2025. Request for ratification of approval for a variance regarding temporary clerk of scales coverage for races 9 and 10 on December 6, 2025. Request for ratification of approval for a variance for the scheduling of the heat races December 8, 2025. Request for ratification of approval to change post times for December 15, 2025 and December 16, 2025 to 11:45 a.m. Request for ratification of approval to schedule 11 live races on both December 15, 2025 and December 16, 2025.
I have a question on number 3. Why 8 races and kind of out of order? I mean, why did we run 8 races on December 8th?
Let me just pull up the letter.
I think it was the jockey, if I'm thinking of it. Was it the jockey or the weather?
That was when they did
it. One was the jockey.
No, Mr. Chairman, Ken, it was the failure to fill races as established in the condition book. So we grant variance based on that. They did not have enough forward record. So to enter that day,
we
made a great effort to try to build the races. No doubt.
So that was a thoroughbred day.
Yes.
Why do you? Well, I'll ask you those offline. Sure. I was just, my question is going to be, why do you think we have difficulty filling races? And there's lots of things, but I'd be interested in hearing your comments as to why that. So it's certainly not purse money. Let's do that offline.
Okay. Sure.
If you don't mind.
No.
I would make that motion to approve your
second, Petrie.
Recommendations are.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffy.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Move in the key approvals for Downs of Albuquerque. Johnny Cook.
So, Chairman, Commissioners, Don Cook with the Downs at Albuquerque. Question ratified change on post time schedule on wage and foreman on October 19th. 25, that was the new post time, original post time from 1:30 to 12:30. He ran 11 races that day and a wage and foreman to accommodate 11 race car offs.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, Tim.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Right, that ends our agenda. Looking for a motion to.
So moved to adjourn.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Adjourned.